Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We're going to open up the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. What did you like about last night's game? What didn't you like about last night's game? Where's your confidence at in this series, this matchup against the Los Angeles Kings? And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. We've already got a bunch of texts that we need to get to. We will tell you guests and Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Roos Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night in the town, every meal is an occasion at Roos Chris Steakhouse. Open all Oilers game nights, open Tuesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. until close. Tell Brendan and Chef Eltaf and Chris that Oilers Now sent you. Again, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Mitch texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. He says, L.A. is going to take space away from us. If they don't, it'll be a short series. It will be a marathon run. Mitch says, this is going to be our year. This is going to be our year, says Mitch. Bouchard is unbelievable helping transition the puck out of the zone. The people that try to pick apart his game are clueless. That one comes to us from Mitch. Brendan, it is an interesting thing, right? At the end of the day, involving Evan Bouchard, I mean, the guy ended up with 80 points, but you know what it is? It's not just fans. Like, and I might as well tell a story about what happened at the draft. We were in Dallas, and Wayne Gretzky had a friend at the draft that owned one of the teams in the OHL. And he came up to me after and goes, "Hey, Stoff." And I'd met him in Chicago the year before, and then he in the Chicago draft in 2017, and he was there again in 18. And he goes, "Hey, Stoff, you guys hit the home run with Bouchard. He's going to put up 75 points in an NHL season. I'm telling you." And he goes, "And I don't know what Arizona was thinking of Barrett Hayton, taking him 5. Not a chance he becomes a star in the NHL. But Bouchard is going to make it happen for you guys." And so, when you see Evan Bouchard being an 80-point player, now you could argue, and I'd actually like to get some thoughts on this out there, because he had 4 assists last night. You can text us at 780-496-0063. He led the playoffs defenseman in scoring last year. He had, and I know he's on the Oilers power play, but he's part of what makes that power play so successful. Do you think maybe people, is this guy actually underrated? Because he had people in the Oilers organization, coaches, that were playing Caleb Jones and Ethan Bear ahead of Evan Bouchard. They almost stagnated and slowed his now some might say no, that they did it the right way. I don't buy that for a second. I still can't believe during the 2021 season he played as little as he did. You would have to not watch the game to see the type of plays Evan Bouchard could make.
Yeah, I understand, I guess, that when he at that point was as young as he was, why the mistakes he was making would be of greater concern. What he's able to do now is, like, he makes those mistakes, but he's such a good skater and puck mover that a lot of the time, you know, I think he's outgrown some of the stuff that we saw in the early stages. And you factor in now, as a key piece in the puck moving element of that power play, Tyson Barrie was great. Evan Bouchard is phenomenal and comes with sort of the extra punch of that the shot as well. So I mean, I don't know why you would want to sit there and try and parse through the one of the greatest offensive statistical seasons for a defenseman in a franchise that has Paul Coffey leading the record boards for a lot of the stuff. Why would you continue to focus on the negative?
It is kind of a remarkable thing. Like, you're watching the guy last night, and you're thinking, like, just the composure that he has with the puck. All right. Let's go to this text from Aaron and Hannah. Bob, I really thought you'd be a little bit more animated about the cheap shots and liberties that were taken on the Oilers players, both in play and after the whistle. Yes, the Oilers capitalized on the penalties, and that's punishment, but you can't let them get away with that time and time again without response. Can't have an unjust injury happening in what is hopefully a long playoff run. This team is missing the type of cruise missiles that respond and cause players to cease and desist. Need to show more team toughness. This is the playoffs. Let's go. That one comes to us from Aaron. LA was physical. They were physical, and they fell behind, and they ran around a little bit, and they stirred up some stuff, tried to stir up some stuff. They also took two stupid penalties. And the Trevor Moore play, you take a look at the Josh Archibald hit against the Winnipeg Jets where he got the major penalty and ended up getting suspended for a game. You compare that with what Trevor Moore did last night, it's very similar. The only difference is Vincent Desharnais is a 6'7" hulking defenseman, and it wasn't as noticeable. It was a cheap, dirty play.
I think Edmonton did the right thing by not falling into the reeds, and that would have likely played out a lot differently if Edmonton wasn't in control of the game offensively. I think you would have seen more of a response.
780-496-0063. Brendan, if the Oilers had lost 7-4 today, we would have just said, hey, let's open up the phone call. Ah, we're going to win Stanley Cup, but Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Ah, right.
Yes.
You know that's what would have happened.
100%.
Now, again, the show has migrated for more of a text line from a phone line. Again, you can text it. Bouchard quietly goes about his business as growing in confidence and responsibility. They hit the jackpot twice, drafting him and then trading for the perfect partner. I love that he's mixing it up and not backing down. He knows what kind of player he is. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. John disagrees on Bouchard. John says Bouchard's amassed 80 points, but he's responsible for you-know-what in a way, at least that many, if not more, with imbecilic giveaways. See, I respectfully disagree there. I do not think that he is... the guy ended up almost plus 40 on the season, bud. 780-496-0063. Mr. College Hockey out of the U.S., so he's referring to John Buchagross. Mr. College Hockey is not a big fan of OHL alumni Bouchard. Bouchard is going to be a stud offensive defenseman. He already is a stud offensive defenseman. He already is. He had 80 points this year. You're a stud when you put up 80 points as a defenseman. I'm not calling him Cale Makar, but he's in the next tier. 780-496-0063. I won't be sold on Evan Bouchard until he played Dallas and actually started getting pushed around a bit. We'll see how that goes. Well, Dallas has to get there, too. Dallas has to get there, too. Bob, it's funny. If we had Erik Karlsson and he got 80 points, people would be ecstatic. The hate for Bouchard is weird. And again, I think they hit the home run on it. This text comes in out of Saskatchewan. It says, Edmonton is smarter and tougher than the Kings. When Edmonton needs to step it up physically and after the whistle, we will. This is the team very in control of how they're playing right now. The Kings will only hurt themselves with penalties. You know one of the guys where you get your control from? Your coach. I asked Chris Knobloch today about that, about having, you know. So let's I think when Jay Woodcroft gets another NHL head coaching job, I'm going to tell you right now, he is not going to be as animated with the officials. It doesn't work to your advantage. They have long memories. It's a different generation of officials. You don't get a lot of calls. All right, let's open up the phone line, 780-496-0063. He's the official president of the Holland International Soccer Program. Well, not quite. We welcome back Big Bad Joe. Hello, Big Bad Joe. How you doing?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, Bob, I'm doing fine, though. You know, I went to your buddies at Pro-Am Sports, and I got an Mr. Edmonton jersey, and everybody thinks, of course, it's McDavid. No, I picked Nugent Hopkins because we had a lot of great players here in Edmonton, but nobody stayed, and sometimes they had to go because of the money. And on the game fan last night, you know what? They show discipline, and who cares if they punch them around? They take the penalties, we make them pay, and, you know, I think the Oilers do good, and I hope you remember that I said at the beginning of the year, Big Bad Joe is never wrong twice. The boy's going to bring the curve home. I'm stoked.
All right. Thanks a lot, Big Bad Joe. Take care. 780-496-0063. A voice from the past here. Chris in out of Phoenix on line two. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby. Long time here. Exciting times being an Oilers fan. It looked really bleak in the beginning of the season, and what we've been able to do over these last few months is ridiculous. And I just want to reiterate Nugent Hopkins. Nugent Hopkins has been one of my favorite Oilers, and when we had Hall, Eberle, and Nuge, I was always the one that said that if we were going to keep one of those three, it would have been Nuge. I'm going to get slammed for this, and I always do. He's not quite at the level of this player, but I look at Nugent Hopkins as our Steve Yzerman. Steve Yzerman went from being a ridiculous point scorer and a goal scorer to being the jack of all trades for the Wings when they were winning those cups. And I look at Nugent the same way. As for Bouchard, when we drafted him, I had a feeling that we were going to get a stud of a D-man, but I did not envision him being an 80 to 90 point D-man. I don't even want to imagine what that cap number is going to look like when we go to re-sign him.
It's going to be nine.
It's going to be up there. But let's go Oilers, and let's kick the crap out of the Kings.
All right. Thanks, Chris. 780-496-0063. I don't even want to worry. What that cap number is going to be. Well, right now, they got one of the best buys in the league because he's $3.9 million, and he put up 80 points this year. He's all power play, except he ended up like plus 36 on the season. It's because he plays with Ekholm. At some point, you have to recognize that Bouchard is smart and lets the puck do the work. It's amazing. Hey, they had coaches that didn't get that. They had coaches that didn't get him. And maybe he just matured, and maybe it was Paul Coffey coming in, helping take, and maybe it was a confluence and combination of them all, Brendan.
I wonder how much of this step forward, shall we call it, is a result of simply feeling freer because of his relationship with Paul Coffey and the man that's sort of been puppeteering this in a sense. But I get the sense that he's more hands off than he is hands on with this kind of thing and just letting the talent speak for itself. I think it's also incumbent that we point out the game winning goal for Carolina in the game yesterday was a direct result of Noah Dobson not making
game.
A play in behind. Behind the goal. So the grass isn't always greener if that's what you're thinking.
He turned the puck over in the game deciding goal against Carolina in game number one. He had two giveaways last night. He had a tough game. Craig texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I hope that the fans that are continually complaining about Nurse and Bouchard are watching the other teams in the playoffs. 99% of the defensemen make mistakes, probably three or four a game. It's next to impossible to play perfectly. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. This text comes in and it says, Bob, I love that the show being later in the afternoon, it gives me something to listen to driving home. Well, there was a fair amount of opposition to the move. I had nothing to do it. To do with it. It was a corporate decision that was made earlier. you're already on today since Anthony and Trenton. I thought I was early. Laugh out loud. Missed the extra hour announcement, I guess. What a showing from the Oilers. I haven't seen one playoff flag on a vehicle out here yet. Sadly, I'm rocking the Oilers flag in my truck. Lots to look. And again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. I've seen a few flags out there. It'll pick up. It'll get going. I've seen lots of flags out there.
A few Oilers flags?
On the car, yeah.
Hey, but Anthony's in Trenton, Ontario.
Oh,
you gotta
okay.
Watch that, because every vehicle that I've seen has a flag on it here.
You know that the Kings are going to wipe out the Oilers in four straight, right? Don't plan on the playoffs lasting long. The Kings are far better. Oilers have no goalie and can't play defense.
What? What?
Who's this naysayer? Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, here's a question for you. I also think Bouchard doesn't just have a bomb, but he is the bomb. Fantastic D-man. After next year, Bouchard and Draisaitl will be up for contract renewals. I'm guessing Draisaitl will be asking 12 to 13 and Bouchard probably 10 plus. There is no cap to keep all three. When you have to re-sign McDavid the following year, you keep both, buy out Nurse to make the numbers work, or do you see Draisaitl getting traded? Wow, how about let's just enjoy the playoff run? I'll say it right now. I'm going to, you know, Frank Saravalli was on in the fall last year. He said, I think, better than a 75% chance the Oilers re-sign both Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. This is what I'll throw your way. Where else can those two play together? There's only one place. Even when they don't play together, 5-on-5, and they occasionally do play together 5-on-5, they're still on the power play together. This is their team, and this is their time. 4:49 in Edmonton. We'll keep going interactive here. You're listening to Oilers Now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on today's show, 5:05 today, Brian Lawton for Wow Factor Desserts. Of course, the former GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the number one pick, the 1983 NHL draft, to talk to us about hockey helps the homeless. Former Edmonton Oilers goaltender and head coach Ron Lowe. From the Oilers Radio Network, Rob Brown at 6:05, and we'll get our farm report with Bakersfield Condors head coach Colin Chalk at 6:35. So, busy show. We're getting a plethora of texts coming in, several about no, Evan Bouchard, he's the goods. I always had Evan's back. Yeah. Okay. This text comes in saying, you're invited to join New West Travel. Actually, I will tell you, just before we go to text, you're invited to join New West Travel on an Avalon River cruise next March. Explore Southeast Asia as you discover Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. It's a 19-day tour. It includes a 7-night river cruise with gourmet meals, fine wines, and daily tours. You'll be immersed in the cultures and ancient traditions as you sightsee and spend time in the most fascinating places along the mighty Mekong River. Book by May 31st. Save up to $1,300 per person for full details. Contact New West Travel at newwesttravel.com. All right, we'll go back into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Zen says, Bob, if the Edmonton Oilers play the defensive and disciplined game they showed last night, they will be unbeatable. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Boy, we got two or three guys that just love it. Okay, this text comes to us from Melanie. We had gotten one of the sets of four tickets that were given away in Ched yesterday, and that was our first playoff game we'd ever gone to, and oh my goodness, what an experience. That it was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for the tickets, and I hope you guys do more of this so people that have never experienced the playoff game can get to do it after all. That one comes to us from Melanie. Just worked out that way. That's all I'm going to say, Melanie. Just one of those things. People have been complaining for a while that we don't give away enough stuff on our show. There you go. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063, but I'm glad you had a chance to join us at the game last night. This text comes in. Steve has texted us, Bob, Where is Daly Doug now? I'd love to get his thoughts on the Oilers. You do know the story, the legend of Daly Doug, right? Daly Doug showed up one day when we used to do overtime, our shows, our pregame shows at Overtime Broiler and Tap Room, and he showed up one day because he won a trivia contest. And he showed up at the bar, and Sandy Nesbitt, who is Kevin Lowe's, Kevin Lowe was a partner in Overtime Broiler and Tap Room. And Daly Doug showed up where I was doing a remote, and I go, hey, you don't look, you know, like what I thought. He goes, well, you don't look like what I thought. Anyways, we ended up hitting it off, and he started calling the show on a regular basis, and he used to just love to burn Mark Spector, which I always found kind of humorous, right? But he was really smart. Like, if I was to think of two guys in Edmonton that I know that could step up and host a sports show tomorrow without any problem, and compete with the best of the guys out there. And there's a lot of good broadcasters in town. But if I was to think of two guys that could do it, one would be Daly Doug. And one would be Jack Cookson from Pro-Am Sports. Those would be the, like, of guys that have a wide breadth of knowledge on sport that understand it. And Daly Doug, here's what happened with Daly Doug. Ryan Smith made a donation for the Stollery Children's Hospital. And so Daly Doug, he said, you know, that'd be like me donating $10. So I'll tell you, so Daly Doug stepped up and said, I'll make a donation for this if we get $60,000 worth of donations in the next day at the Stollery Children's Hospital, I will pull myself off the air for 6 months. Never, never did the Stollery get so many phone calls as they did because they were so tired of Daly Doug going after the Oilers for not properly rebuilding. This was like back in 2003, 04, 04, 05, 05, 06, in around that time. So it took off like wildfire. But here's what happened with Daly Doug in the end. The night the Edmonton Oilers won the lottery and got Connor McDavid, I got about 23 different calls. One of them was Chris Knobloch saying, you know what, Bob, you're going to see Connor do stuff 4 or 5 years in his time at Edmonton. And you're going to say, I've never seen that before. Another one of the calls that night was from Daly Doug. And he said, you have a job to do. You have to stop the Edmonton Oilers from trading Taylor Hall in the next year and a half. And I'm like, Doug, don't wreck it for me, man. We just got Connor McDavid. We fluked off. We want, like, hey, I work for the club. He goes, no, they're going to trade Taylor Hall. And if they trade Taylor Hall, and you don't stop that from happening, I'll never call into your show again. So he's been very quiet over the last several years. He called it. He predicted it. Smart guy. Anyways, I don't think you'll hear him on the show. I think he's still upset that the team traded Taylor Hall.
He was beaking off in my Twitter DMs this afternoon talking about, oh, geez, you're really breaking a story here. It's like, well, what do you mean? Of course the guy's excited to play in his first playoff game in Edmonton in front of that crowd.
He was busting you. I told him to leave alone anybody that I work with. He was busting you. Doug, what the hell are you doing? Come on, Doug.
There, I'm pretty sure.
It's not the first time he's... You know what? You should hear the stuff he used to just bust me all the time on stuff, right? It was pretty funny. He also was a big supporter of Jason Moss and said Jason Moss was going to be needed during the 05 Grey Cup run for the then Edmonton Eskimos. It wasn't just Ricky Ray. He was proven to be right on that because the Eskimos had to go to a relief pitcher a couple times. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with the one and only Randy Kilburn. When we come back, Brian Lawton.